الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Qaf, and inshallah ta'ala tonight we will finish verses 12, 13 and 14. قال الله تعالى كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط وأصحاب الأيكة وقوم تبع. Denied before them, meaning before the pagans of Mecca who denied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also there were those before them, the people of Nuh and the dwellers of the Ras and the people of Thamud and the people of Ad and Firaun the Pharaoh and the brethren of Lut and the dwellers of the Wood and the people of Tubba. Every one of them denied their messengers, so my threat took effect. Why did Allah mention all these people who belied the messengers? He mentioned them for two benefits, two reasons. First benefit, as a comfort. First, as a comfort to the messenger, to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are not the first one denied. You are not the first one belied. Rather, messengers before you were belied, as Allah stated in many verses in the Quran. In Surah Fussilat, for example, 41-43, ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك. ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك. Nothing is said to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, except what was said to the messengers before you. Now it is said to him, it was said to him, that he was a poet, and it was said to him that he was insane, and it was said to him that he was a sorcerer. And also, this is the same with the previous nations, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51-52. كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said a sorcerer or a madman. So this is the benefit of mentioning the stories of the previous nations. This is a comfort to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is because if the person sees others afflicted with the same affliction, then this will be a kind of comfort to him without a doubt, and his calamity would be eased. The second benefit is the warning to those who belie the messengers. And that's why in the verses we are explaining, in verse 14, كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ وَعِيدٌ. Every one of them denied their messengers, so my threat took effect. So meaning they deserved then the threat of Allah by sending the punishment. And as Allah stated also in Surah Al-Ankabut 29:40, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. So we punished each of them for his sins. Meaning each of these nations, each of them for his own sins was punished. Then Allah, in this verse here, Allah mentions about some of them. He named the people of Nuh. The people of Nuh. And Nuh, alayhi salam, stayed amongst them 950 years. 1,000 less than 50. 950 years. Calling them to worship none but Allah. But they didn't benefit. And he invited them to ask Allah forgiveness for them. Every time he called upon them, as Allah mentioned in Surah Nuh 71:7, جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And verily every time I called unto them that you might forgive them, meaning Allah forgive them, they thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, and persisted in their refusal, and magnified themselves in pride. He stayed all this time amongst them, and at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about that as to the outcome in 1140, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And none believed with him except a few. Except a few. Then Allah mentioned in this verse, other than the people of Noah, he mentioned the dwellers of Arras. These are people, a prophet came to them, but they killed him. They killed him at a place known as Arras. This is one meaning. And this is a well, meaning they dug a well and buried him therein. This is one saying. The second saying is that the people of Arras, there are people who dwelled around water, and they were not too many. Yet despite all of that, they belied their messenger. This is the people of Arras. And then Allah mentioned the people of Thamud. Thamud, these are the people of Prophet Saleh in the land of Al-Hijr, which is known in the north west side of Arabia. They belied the prophet that was sent to them, Prophet Saleh, and they said to him, وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ اِتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, as in Surah Al-A'raf 7:77. And so they said, O Saleh, bring about your threats if you are indeed one of the messengers of Allah. And this was a challenge. So Allah sent upon them His punishment, and they were destroyed. Allah sent upon them the cry, which destroyed them. And then Allah mentioned the people of Ad. Ad, in the southern region of Arabia, Allah sent to them Prophet Hud, and so they belied him, and Allah destroyed them by sending the barren wind on them. Allah described it in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:42, مَا تَذَرُ مِن شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ كَالرَّمِيمِ. It spared nothing that it reached, but blew it into broken spreads of rotten ruins. They used to puff up and magnify themselves in pride due to their strength. And they used to claim the following, as Allah described them, 14:15. مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is mightier than us in power? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them His power and destroyed them by sending upon them wind that has they couldn't see any kind of a mass of it, yet it destroyed them totally. And Pharaoh, the Pharaoh, Allah sent to him Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And Pharaoh was known for his haughtiness and false arrogant pride. And so he belittled his people and said, as Allah described in Surah An-Nazi'at, verse 79-24, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. He said, I am your Lord Most High. So they obeyed him. Then Musa came to them with the signs from Allah, but still they belied him. Then Allah showed them a sign which they used to be proud of, the sign of magic which they used to be proud of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made of this sign a proof against them, a profession of magic which they used to be proud of, made it a testimony against them. So they gathered those magicians in Egypt so as to meet Musa alayhi salam and show off their signs. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated about their spells and the casting of their spells in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:44, فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعَصِيُّهُمْ وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. So they threw their ropes and their staffs and their sticks and said, by the might of Fir'aun, it is we who will certainly win. So they casted a spell upon people's eyes. So people started seeing these ropes and these sticks as if they were snakes. So people were frightened, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-A'raf 7:116, وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. So they struck terror into them and they displayed a great magic. Yani, to the extent that Musa alayhi salam conceived a fear in himself, as Allah stated in Surah Taha 20:67, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So Musa conceived a fear in himself because he saw all of this around him, snakes moving to swallow everything that it can reach. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to Musa to throw his stick, as Allah stated in 7:117, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. And we inspired Musa saying, throw your stick and behold, it swallowed up straight away all the falsehoods which they showed, swallowed up their lying show. And this is from the signs of Allah. Since we know that the snake is not of that great size that it can swallow up all of this, so when the magicians saw this sign of Allah swallowing all of their falsehood, swallowing all these ropes and these staffs of theirs, so the magicians saw an amazing thing and they couldn't hold themselves, except that they immediately believe, complete belief, as Allah stated in Surah Al-A'raf 7:120, وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. And the sorcerers fell down prostrate. Contemplate here, contemplate the saying of Allah, and the sorcerers fell down prostrate. He didn't say they prostrated just like this. No, he didn't say they prostrated. It is as if something forced them to prostrate. It is as if without a choice, because of the greatness of the sign which they had seen in front of them. Despite this great sign for the truthfulness of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Pharaoh did not believe. The Pharaoh did not believe. He instead said, as Allah mentioned in Surah Ash-Shu'ara 26:54, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَشِرْذِمَةٌ قَلِيلُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ. He saying, verily these indeed are but a small band, little troop, and they are offenders against us. So he was about to attack Musa and the believers with Musa. So Allah commanded Musa, Moses, to leave Egypt. Go to the side of the east side, in the direction of the Red Sea. And he complied to the command. And he departed from Egypt in that direction. Pharaoh and his troops followed him, mad and intending to destroy Musa and his people. So when Musa and his people reached the sea and his people saw the troops of Pharaoh, they said, as Allah mentioned in 26:61, Inna lamudrakun. We are indeed caught. And that's it. There's the sea in front of us, and there is Pharaoh and his people. We are sure to be overtaken. So when the two hosts saw each other, the companions of Musa said, We are sure to be overtaken. Musa said, the next verse, قَالَ كَلَّا. He said, nay, إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Nay, verily with me is my Lord, he will guide me. Allah will guide him. So Allah inspired Musa to smite the sea with his stick. Then we inspired Musa, strike the sea with your stick. What happened? This vast sea parted into 12 parts, constituting pathways. So these pieces of water, these huge masses of water, became like mountains. And the paths became dry. By Allah's leave, instantaneously. So Musa and his people took these paths, leaving Africa to Asia through the sea. And when they finished, they crossed to the eastern banks. Pharaoh and his troops came in. So when they all were in these paths, Allah commanded the sea, and it crushed them. It massed upon them. So when Pharaoh, and indeed we inspired Musa saying, travel by night with my slaves and strike a dry path for them in the sea, fearing neither to be overtaken nor being afraid of drowning in the sea. So therefore, here, Pharaoh, when he saw the drowning, he said, as Allah mentioned in Surah Yunus 90:91, he said, آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به Banu Israel. Till when drowning overtook him, he said, I believe La ilaha, there is no true God except him, meaning whom the children of Israel believed in. Okay, contemplate here. He did not say amantu billah. He didn't say I believe in Allah. You see that? He didn't say, did he say I believe in Allah? But rather he said, I believe in the one whom the children of Israel believed in. Why? This is humiliation to him. Why? Because he used to deny upon the children of Israel. He didn't say that. Why? This is a humiliation, because he used to deny for them their belief and reject and attack them and torture them. So now at the time of death, he confesses that he is a follower of them. You understand? This is a humiliation to him. You see that? And in response, Allah said, Al-ana, now you believe? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, while you refused to believe before and you were one of the evildoers, the corrupts. So his repentance was not accepted, because he did not repent except when he faced death, drowning. And the tawbah after facing death is of no benefit, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, and we explained this in the previous, and this was explained in the previous talks, as Allah stated in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 18, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن. And of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil deeds until death faces one of them and he says, now I repent. So it is of no effect, no value. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, to bestow upon us a repentance before death. Allah, the Most High, said in 10:92, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. So this day we shall deliver you dead body out from the sea, so that you may be a sign to those who come after you. You see here what he said? Allah the Most High said, we shall deliver you dead, your dead body. He didn't say about his soul. The soul departed the body, but the body remained floating on the water. And Allah made the wisdom clear, لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ, that you may be a sign to those who come after you. Why? Because Bani Israel, the children of Israel, were frightened by Pharaoh. So if it didn't become clear to them that he drowned, and this body of his is evidence, then they would have thought all sorts of things. Maybe he didn't drown. Maybe he will come again. You understand? So they were so frightened. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear. So this day we shall deliver your body, that you may be a sign to those who come after you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted the children of Israel who believed in Allah, that they saw their body, his body, floating in the water. And therefore that this be a sign. This is concerning Pharaoh. Back to our verse in the next whom Allah mentioned, who belied the messengers, were Ikhwanu Lut. Ikhwanu Lut. And the brethren of Lut, Prophet Lut, alayhi salam. Allah sent them His messenger Lut, because they, and we seek refuge in Allah from this, used to have unlawful relations, men with men, in sexual acts, and leaving women, meaning the individual man would have, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge in Allah from this, would have intercourse with another man and would leave the woman, as Allah mentioned this in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:165. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. You go you in unto the males of the mankind and leave those whom Allah has created for you to be your wives? Nay, you are a trespassing people. So their Prophet Lut, alayhi salam, he called them to Allah and warned them concerning this despicable act. But they insisted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them, rained them with stones of clay, and also these stones had marks on them. Marks. Each one should go a mark upon whom it should fall to destroy each stone. This low and base and despicable act is the worst of traits and qualities. And that's why in Islamic Sharia and Islamic law, the punishment is to be killed. The homosexual. This is greater than adultery. The adulterer who was not married before, then he is to be given 100 stripes or lashes, and to be expelled from his home for 1 year. But if he was married and had intercourse with his wife, so he tasted the enjoyment, then in this case, if he commits adultery, then he is to be stoned to death. As to this despicable act of homosexuality, is to be killed in any way. Meaning, if an adult person commits this act with another adult person out of choice from both, then both must be killed, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, من وجدتموه يعمل عمل قوم لوط فاقتلوا الفاعل والمفعول به. Who you ever find doing the act of Lut, the people of Lut, then kill the doer and the one upon whom the act was done. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ are unanimous upon him to be killed. But the only thing they differed about is how. Some of them said he is to be burned in fire because of the gravity of his crime. We seek refuge in Allah from this. Others said he is to be stoned to death. Still others said that he is to be thrown from a high place in the same town, then followed by stones. So the point of evidence is that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, related to us the consensus of the companions that he should be killed. And the consensus of the companions is a proof. So therefore this will be in line, in support of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which we related earlier. And this is a great mischief. وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. It's a mischief that corrupts the society. Because the men's society, the society of men within the society, would be a society of women. And this is a matter also which no one can take real precaution from it, like in terms of zina, for example, in adultery. There could be precautions. If you see, if a woman is seen with a man in a doubtful situation, then they can be questioned and they can be asked as to what's going on. But here, if a male is seen with a male, how could you then go and ask or inquire and so forth? Because in principle, the man with the man is quote-unquote normal. And that's why, therefore, the true saying is that they ought to be, or they must be killed. And this is the truth. As to the people of Lot, those who committed this crime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them stones. Rained upon them stones with clay, as Allah stated in Surah Hud 11:83. So when our commandment came, we turned this village of theirs, which is Sodom in Palestine, upside down, and rained on them stones of baked clay piled up, marked from your Lord, and they are not ever far from the polytheists, the oppressors, the unjust. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse also told us about the people of Al-Aika, Ashab Al-Aika, after the brethren of Lut. He mentioned those who belied also the dwellers of the wood. Allah sent to them Prophet Shu'aib, and he invited them to Allah and reminded them about Allah and warned them from deception in the measures, in the scales. But they, we seek refuge in Allah, insisted upon their disbelief and on rejection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them, as Allah mentioned in 26:189. فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ. So they belied Shu'aib, Prophet Shu'aib, saw the torment of the day of shadow, a gloomy cloud seized them. Indeed, that was the torment of a great day. And this, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them severe heat, and they couldn't find a way from that except that there was a shadow, a gloomy cloud, cool, came, and then so they all rushed to its shade. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them a fire which burned them. And in this Allah says, but they belied him, so the torment of the day of the shadow seized them, and indeed that was a torment of a great day. Then Allah mentioned the next people, the people of Tubba, and the people of Tubba. They also were from those who belied the messenger, the people of Tubba. And Tubba is a king or he was a king from the kings of Yemen. So Allah sent them a messenger and they belied him and they did not submit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them also here that the people of Tubba belied. So at the end of the verse Allah said, every one of them, كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ وَعِيدٍ. Every one of them denied the messengers. So my threat took effect. Meaning all these previous nations whom Allah had mentioned their stories, all of them belied the messengers. And so they deserved the threat of Allah. We seek refuge in Allah from His torment. This brings the end of the explanation of these verses with which the Prophet ﷺ was comforted concerning the belying that he faced from the pagans in Arabia. And this is also a reminder for those who continue to belie the Messenger Muhammad ﷺ that they are not far from being reached in torment, and that them remember the stories of what happened to those who insisted upon their rejection of Allah and His Message. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.